Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim, Klaus Samachest, and we're starting Simon Tess. So here, the Chayyadim deals with the concept known as Mitzvahs Shrichas Kavana. So let's, before we see the language of the Chayyadim inside, let's just clarify a few points. The Gemara in Adorim says that Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik says, "Asay the worm l'shem and po'alon." You should do the mitzvahs. The Ran explains, do the mitzvahs. The shame Shemayim, the shame of the one who has commanded them. You should do the mitzvahs because that's what Hashem wants you to do. So that everybody agrees that that is clearly an inyan that a person should have kavana. When he does a mitzvah, he's doing it because Hashem commanded the mitzvah. That's not the machlokes in the Gemara, whether mitzvah shrichas kavana or mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana is not regards to whether one should have such a kavana. The question is whether such a kavana is ma'akev in the fulfillment of the mitzvah. It means without that kavana, the person would not fulfill the mitzvah. Furthermore, the Ramban, in his Hasogas to Sefer HaMitzvahs, points out that he understands the mitzvah of which the Rambam understands as the source for the mitzvah of tefillah, the words which we say in the second paragraph of Kriya Shema, which the Rambam understands as a mitzvah to do avodah shebelev tefillah b'chol yom deraisa. The Ramban disagrees and said there's no mitzvah deraisa to daven every day. The mitzvah is only to daven in time of need, which might be daily, might be more than once daily, or might be whenever the person needs it. But beside this mitzvah is something else totally. It's saying when you serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvahs, ulavdoi is not referring to tefillah, but it's referring to serving Kadosh Baruch Hu through the mitzvahs. You should do it with focus, the shem mitzvah, b'chol avavchem. So there's a mitzvah say the rice according to the Ramban to do mitzvahs, the shem mitzvah. So if a person is putting on tzitzis, he should put on tzitzis because Hashem wants him to put on tzitzis. And when he does that, he fulfills the mitzvah the rice according to the Ramban. He fulfilled the mitzvah the rice of putting on tzitzis. And the mitzvah deraisa of being mechavin when you put on tzitzis for the purpose of the mitzvah. If a person does not have kavana, so if you hold mitzvahs ain't tzichos kavana, he still fulfills the mitzvah of tzitzis. However, the mitzvah of ulolov d'machol avavchem he did not fulfill. So the kavana will be ma'akev in the mitzvah of ulolov d'machol avavchem. Ulolov d'machol avavchem requires that a person has kavana, the shame mitzvah. That is the mitzvah. So that's not our discussion either. So we're discussing now regards to the mitzvah itself. A person is doing a mitzvah. A person is taking the lulav. And he's shaking the lulav. And he does not have in mind to do it because Hashem commanded to do it for that mitzvah. He does not think, quote unquote, l'shem mitzvah. He just does it. Does he fulfill the mitzvah or not? A person blows the shofar without thinking that he's doing it because Hashem commanded to blow the shofar. We're not discussing Kabbalistic thoughts that one has. Some chassidim say before doing mitzvahs, that's not required either. That's not the discussion at hand. That is a Kabbalistic concept. The person should have in mind certain ideas. But the person is simply thinking, I'm doing this because Hashem commanded. L'shem mitzvah. That should be a mitzvah. So Hamad Amar says that if you don't have that kavana, since you did the action and the action was done properly, the person blew the shofar properly, but he was doing it because he enjoyed the sound of the music of the shofar sound. He wasn't doing it the shem mitzvah. So Hamad Amar Lemura says that you're yotze because you did what had to be done. Your motivation is not relevant. And woman number says, no, why? The motivation is going to be determinative in the fulfillment of the mitzvah. If you have the right motivation, this is called a mitzvah, and you fulfill your mitzvah. If you have the wrong motivation, you do not fulfill the mitzvah, and you're not yotze the mitzvah because it's not a mitzvah. So they seem to be arguing, is the action the primary part of the mitzvah? So he did the action, he blew a shofar, he shook the lulav, he did the action, so that's the mitzvah. Even though he did not do it as a command. And other opinion says, no, that's incorrect. That in order for it to have the title of mitzvah, as opposed to blowing shofar, but the mitzvah blowing shofar, person has to have intent. He's doing it for because of Hashem's command as a mitzvah. So when it's done as a mitzvah, then it's a mitzvah. If it's not done as a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. So he cannot fulfill his mitzvah with a non-mitzvah. So that's what we're discussing when we discuss Mrs. Zichus Kabana, that the doing of the Shei Mitzvah is going to be ma'akib in the definition of whether this is a mitzvah or not. Besides the other elements which we have, when a person has Kabana for that purpose, he fulfills Ulav Tum Cholavavchum according to the Rabban. He fulfills the concept of Seidur Moshem Polem that Reb Sajak said. And so that's all the icing on the cake, but we're discussing the actual mitzvah itself, whether one fulfills the mitzvah or not. Have a good day.